to do is be looking way off out in the future, as far as we can see, trying to figure what we ought to be doing and praying and asking the Lord to help us do things better and be wiser and have a larger vision and outreach and all. But I really would like to see the day when our missionaries on the field send their pastors and evangelists and missionaries over to us to preach to us. And Brother Jaron will tell you, I don't know if you've told your testimony. Have you told them your testimony here already at church here?
Next time.
Next time. All right. You've got to preach again before long then, you know. Well, I hadn't heard his testimony. And Friday night, Brother Jaron went with Brother Floyd and I out to Georgetown, and I got to hear it, and it blessed my heart. But I really look forward to the time when we could have a Bible conference, an Easter conference, and have someone like Brother Jaron come down and do the preaching for us from New Guinea, or someone from Japan, or Tonga, or wherever, Romania, wherever, and have these people that we've prayed for them and for their churches come and minister to us. So we're really thankful that he can be here with us tonight. You pray for him. We
don't eat preachers. We're not cannibals. We're not like some people used to be in Papua New Guinea. You know, up above Gumini, you know that hill up above Gumini? Well, we're not like that. We love preachers, so you preach to us. Give us God's word, okay? We love you, brother.
All right. Good afternoon. It's been a blessing and a privilege to stand in front of you and preach. So far, I've been with Christians here, and the hospitality, your kindness, and your greetings is very encouraging, and I'm very thankful for that. I wouldn't be here standing and preaching, but it's because some of you who have the heart to support missionaries and send in missionaries.
Amen.
Because of that, I found Christ in my life, and I think I'm one of your... You have contributed something in my life. And your missionary preached, and I got saved. God saved me. And I'm very grateful to be with you and to preach tonight. And yeah, that's been a blessing. Thank you. If you have a Bible, we need to go straight in God's Word. I'll be preaching in New Testament, in Matthew chapter 5. You might have read this or had some preachers preach about that. But when pastor asked me to preach, it's a very hard thing to preach in other language. And also in standing in front and preaching is very hard thing. But with God's grace, we'll see. Right, if you have your Bible and you turn your Bible to Matthew chapter number 5. Matthew chapter 5. I won't go too far. Verse 1 to 3. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. So when Jesus saw the multitude coming, the Bible says he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, or when he sat down, his disciples came unto him. Verse 2. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessed word, your inspired word. Lord, it can work as far as that double-edged sword can work. And Lord, your word is a lamp, can show us the path and the steps we'll take in Christian life. And it is the food for us to grow. And it is the sword for us to take. Lord, I pray for your word. Help us. Lord, you know each and every one of us. I'm not good to preach your word. Please, we all need your word and your help. Please be with us and help us go through and what you want to teach us, show us in your word. Lord, please make it clear and easier for us to apply, and it can be a blessing. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6 and chapter 7 is one sermon. Jesus preached on the mountain. And it is similar like Psalm chapter 1. It doesn't tell us how to be get saved, but it tells us how to live a Christian life in a way that God has planned for us to live. And what I want to for us to see this afternoon is in verse 3, but we'll back up and I'll read again in verse 1. And seeing the multitude, when Jesus saw the multitude, the Bible says, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. So his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The same text, the same statement with the promise is all through 5, 4, 5, 6, and 11, verse 11. And you can see all this through in your own time. But what I want us to look at is verse 3. So the Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit. So it is kind of opposite. How can we say it's a blessing to a person who is very poor, who's sitting down the street and he lives his life by begging? It's opposite. So what just Christ is saying different than what we people see and what we wish to have and all these things, you can name it. So you see the first part we can look at. The Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit. So it doesn't mean about physical things. It's focusing on spiritual things. And in the beatitude, it's concentrate in about the mind and the heart. So the Bible here tells us that blessed or happy is to them that are poor in the spirit. And then it came with a promise. For theirs, those people who are poor in the spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And if you can read all through the verse, blessed are they that mourn, blessed are the meek, verse 5, blessed are they which do hunger, verse 6, 7, all the way to verse 11, you will see that the first preaching comes out from Jesus Christ, comes with the word blessed or happiness. And the promise is same with the one in verse 11. Or verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. That's not the verse. Verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. They both have the same promise, you see. So if you can count all this, blessed are they all through the verse up to verse 10, you will see that it's a kind of a ladder. And you know the ladder that brings you up high if you want to go up high, climb high, do some job up in the roof, or you need to have a ladder which is proper ladder. It has a step, first step down on the floor, makes it easier for you to climb, and then you can climb up, 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 and all the way to the last one where you want to go. So it's like a ladder. And the first blessing is same with the last one. So there's something we can think about it. And one main thing I want to share with you tonight, we can think about our life, our Christian life, and think about what Jesus just said in His Word. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So blessedness or happy is to them who are poor in the spirit. So that doesn't focus on our physical side. It is about our spirit. And if you are in this condition, and then you try to bring this promise, for this is the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to teach us something important in our life we always miss. All our focus, because of our sinful nature, and because this is the theme of the world, all our aim and all our goals, as we like to, like what Pastor had said, having a goal and a vision, we live in this world, we have a vision. We have something we want to achieve in our life. We don't want to be poor. We don't want to be sad. We don't want to be bankrupt. We don't want to be this and that. And what we want to do is we're focusing on something that makes us happy. We don't want to mourn. We don't want to be like beggar. We don't want to do all these things. But these are the things the world wants us to avoid. We want to be, He wants us to be the best. He wants us to be the smartest. He wants us to be the strongest. But Jesus said, blessed. All these things we can take. Matthew 16:26. The Bible says, if we can take everything, all this world has to offer, but after all, we lose our soul. We lost our soul for eternity. And if we found out that we have lost something valuable to God, there's no way to get it back. And the Bible here is telling us about something deep inside us. Something very important. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How is that make sense in our life, in our understanding? What Jesus is trying to tell us, what Jesus is trying to teach His disciples, is that we have nothing. To live Christian life, we cannot with our own strength, with our past experience. How many times you've been in the ministry? How many times so far you've been living the Christian life? Doesn't count. And you won't have or receive strength or have confidence from that. Our experience, or from drawing something from us. It's a kind of illustration. We are poor and we need to, like a beggar, and just look to God. in everything that what it means. Blessed are the poor in spirit. In spirit. If we like, you see, it's a kind of ladder. And Christian life is like journey. And I think Paul is saying that I'm running to this race. And I want to finish this race. I almost finished the race. I think Enoch went that far. The Bible says Enoch walked with God. And he was transformed. God took him and he was not found. Exodus 33 verse 11. The Bible says, God speak with Moses as a man speaketh to his friend. Abraham is God's friend. God wants us as Christians to always look to God like a beggar who cannot survive from his garden, from his farm, from his account. He has nothing. He's nothing. He just sit on the street and beg. And that's his daily food, his life. Our Christian life is same, similar. The thing that Jesus wants his disciples to know is that he wants them to see themselves. You can look in your own self through God's word. And the word of God, the law of God, is so high, the standard of God. If you go back to the law, the Bible says that law was given, and through law, we are all guilty sinners. And through God's word, we can look in ourselves, in our own life, and see how we have failed God, how we have failed everything God has put in our life, in our hand. Gift, whatever God has given you, you cannot do with your own strength, with your own ability, talent. We need God. Amen. So that's why Jesus, in his first preaching, when he saw the multitude, he went up to the mountain, his pulpit, and he sat, and his disciples came over to him. And then he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Through God's word, or through your failures, through our failures. I don't know about you, but I know myself. I cannot do anything. The Bible says in John 15, 5, without him, you can do nothing. We cannot accomplish anything. We can have a form of godliness, but the power of God will never, ever be there. That's the only thing we need in our life. That's the only starting point, or that's the first step for the church of God to have blessing and to have revival. Starts with us. First thing first. First step. And the Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. How is that? If we know that we are nothing, I think all our daily life will be different. The Bible says, all our lives will be different. We'll walk further, please. I cannot trust myself. Please, I'm going that way. I know what's going to happen. Please, I need your help. Father, please, I cannot. I try to read Bible, but it's like reading a paper or a newspaper or a book. Please, I cannot understand your word. Please, I cannot pray. Please, I try to pray. Please, I cannot fast and pray. Please, I cannot do this. All our life If we only we know who we are, if we are poor in spirit, if you know you can do anything, keep going. But if you know yourself, and you know from your mistake, you tried. Christian life is not for us to try. God wants to help us through. God wants to carry us through. God wants to bring us through. And the last part here, it says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's a life. You will live. You can live. God is everywhere. You can live a heavenly life on this earth, on this sin curse, on this planet, on this world where there's lots of evil. You look everywhere, every direction, in the shop, in the media, in everywhere, everything, sin. You can make that difference by living with God. God, I need your help. Please, God, I cannot do this. I cannot do this. Like beggar, we can beg God all our life. That's what Jesus wants his disciples to know. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. When we know who we are, we'll be mourning. We'll be saying, God, I need your help. I don't trust myself. I know my thoughts. I don't know who you are, but God knows you and you know yourself. I cannot trust myself. I need God every moment, every step in my life. God, please help me. Please, I want to preach your word. I want to witness to people. You can do it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I was in a meeting in Papua New Guinea, and Mr. Crow was a guest speaker there. And a brother just came to me and said, we need to pray. And I said, okay. So we went into the coffee garden and we prayed. And after praying, we came back to the tent. And it was dark and the service had started. And we just came after the song and just in time when he's preaching. And then I came and sat with my friend who we went to pray with, just at the last seat on the pew. And not very long, after some minutes, and that man who sit next to me got up and went further in, and he finds his comfortable place to sit, so he left me. And I sat down and I was listening. And I was listening to God's word, and I had a thought came into my mind, into my heart. And I saw the empty seat, and I said, oh, if one person come, he sit here. And I stay and listen to the word, and all my thoughts were still focusing on the chair. And I said, God, I pray in my heart, God, what about this chair? And then I got the idea. And I said, okay, God, if one person can sit on the chair, please, that man, you talk to him and save him. Amen. And then I start praying. Amen. And then, not very long, and I saw one man came and sat next to me on that empty space. And I can't believe what happened. And I said, oh, what? And then he's not like ready for service. He just came with me. He's one of the hated person in the village. Oh. Rascal, you would say. A criminal. And he sat there and I said, oh God, he's already here. What about this? And then I said, it's yours now. And then I look at him and he don't want to look at me because I'm dressed And I'm ready to go to church in the meeting. So he just, when I look at him, he look away. So I just said, God, that's the man you bring him, and that he fill the space. So please talk to him. And in the message, in the preaching, I didn't hear anything about the preaching. I was praying that, God, please talk to him. Talk to him. Is that your word, or this one, or this one? I was busy concentrate with him. And not very long, and the pastor gave the invitation. And I opened my eye, and I looked him. He was said, I want to get saved. And then the pastor came to me and said, take him and counsel him. And all this time, he didn't pray. He cried and cried, and I wept with him. And now he's saved. He's a blessing in a church where he came from. He went to church. There's a good church out there. And he's faithful, faithful person. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You can do whatever. You can overcome your temptation. If you have temptation with your mind, the Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, every thought. If you have problem with that, I cannot. Just simply say, I cannot. And then God said, Jesus Christ said, blessed are the poor. You have nothing. I cannot. I cannot control my mind. Your promise is there. Blessed. It starts. You are on the right track. You have stepped the golden steps. You can live heaven on earth. Because God will be with you. God, I cannot. Please, please. Father, please. Oh, this Pharaoh is coming down. What will I say to him? What word will I? How can I start? If you find very, sometimes you find hard to witness to people. If you are good at, you're very good, but with me, I cannot witness to people. I find it hard. I just don't know. I think that's my sinful nature. That's why every time we say, God, Father, Abba, Father, Daddy, walk with him. Moses walked with God. That's a relationship. God wants us to have a good relationship with him. I think that's one reason why he left our carnal man still working in our lives. And you say, what's happening? If I got saved, God should take all these things out, and I don't want to live this life that is, I thought I would be a Christian and everything will be fine. No. I think God lived this thing in our life to always see ourselves. We will fail God. We will fail God with our own strength, our life. We only need to focus on God. Humble ourselves. Say, I am nothing. Humble ourselves. Say, I am nothing. God, I know you can. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I can pray through Christ which strengthens me. I can witness to people through Christ which strengthens me. I can preach and people can get saved through Christ which strengthens me. It's only through Christ. And all this time, you won't know, but because of your infirmity, because of our failure and falling and weakness, we start going to God, you're building something which is relationship with Father, our Father. And that's what God wants us to be. Have a good relationship with him. God will do the rest. I think our message will come this far. I've went so far. We'll bow our heads and we'll pray. Dear Father, we all need your help. Lord, we all. Lord, I'm just here now. I cannot do anything. We all come before your throne. As you have said, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace in times of need. Lord, help us. Lord, I pray for your church. Lord, you have loved them. Lord, you will be with them. Keep them, bless them, strengthen them, lead them, help them, and you will use them mightily and powerfully. Lord, I pray for your help. Thank you in everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.